This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, man, we are in full bloom going into the holidays, the Christmas time of year. I would love to tell you it's one of my favorite times of year, but a lot of pressure, you know, the financial pressure. You know what? I forgot to get the we need to get the numbers for Black Friday, because I made a prediction on Black Friday, and I wanted to cover that the other day, and I forgot. So get me the numbers on Black Friday. Anyway, we're going to have an amazing Christmas season, shopping season, and that's good. I don't like thinking of Christmas as an economic holiday or, you know, an economic time for America, but it is. Retailers make a lot of their money during this time of year. We've set it up that way. And under President Trump, I hope it's the best Christmas season next to last Christmas season, because I bet you that one was pretty good, because everybody was jubilant over the fact that President-elect Trump was about to take office in January. I know I was. I overspent. I wanted to give my contribution to the cause. But anyway, we're in a philosophical battle in America between black and white, and Black Lives Matter has now created yet another racial divide. They're organizing Black Xmas to fight, quote, white corporations and white capitalism. Dr. Malina Abdullah is the head of this particular movement, a professor at California State University in Los Angeles, national Black Lives Matter leader, finger quotes. And she wants people to come forward to support Black Christmas. They call it Xmas, probably in honor of Malcolm X. She wants them to fight by divesting themselves from white corporations. I would love to see how that works out. See, I don't care what who makes what. All I care is that it beautifies or simplifies my life in some way. I don't care who makes it. For all intents and purposes, white corporations are getting all their products made by little yellow men, little Asians. So what do we care? If she wanted to empower somebody, she would go out and work with President Trump and Black Lives Matter to say, you know what? We're going to get rid of our evil ways, and we're going to partner with you so we can empower the black community. God is my witness. I wish I had the organizational skill to put that type of thing together, because I'd do it in an instant, and I'd make it happen. That's not the way my brain works. I know how to do it, but in terms of I've got the organizational ideas around how to do it, I'm not the type of person that, okay, so let's go out and we're going to find our donors and we're going to do this and we're going to write the plan. I'm not that guy. Because if I were, we'd solve these problems. Now, what I'd like to do is have the money to hire that guy or those people and put them into place. That's up to you guys. But here's what I've told anybody and everybody that's willing to listen. $1 million for me to just spend my time putting all that together, I would put that money to use in so many great ways, getting the right people and places and things in order, that it would make your head spin. And we would be done with race as a topic. Black Christmas? This is what she says. We say white capitalism because it's important that we understand that the economic system and the racial structures are connected. No, they're not. Black people can succeed. I tell you what, if Abdullah wanted to get together with LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, Tiger Woods, I don't know, name a few other people, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, what's his name, makes all the Madea movies, all those folks, and say, we're going to be doing economic empowerment of blacks, we're going to support black business, whatever, go do it. Work with Harry Alford of the National Black Chamber. Make it happen. I'm sure he would love to do it. Empowering black business, that's what the National Black Chamber is about. It's one of the few organizations that I support from a black perspective, because what it does is it makes blacks put a focus on economics. I'm working with the Jewish community. Right now, we are in the throes of this, working with an amazing young man named Andrew Gross. And we are strategizing right now of how to bridge the knowledge of the Jewish community and what they want to impart upon blacks to help blacks become entrepreneurs. I mean, now, the Jews get a reputation of being greedy, money-hungry, you know, whatever. When, in fact, these guys reached out to me and said, hey, let's put something together, Kevin, that can empower the black community. We'd love to lend our expertise to this. Do you know this? I didn't know this. There are over 400 Jewish technology companies in New York. Don't even get me started on how well these companies are financed, the type of technology they're developing. These folks are set for the future, and they want to bring blacks along. Now, tell me that's a money-grubbing, you know, group of people. That's a group of people who see a need in the community and want to respond. And, you know, we're at the beginning stages of it, but I promise you something will come out of this because we're committed. And I love this because what it's going to do, a couple things. One, it will benefit the black community. It's going to get blacks into things, into businesses that mean something. I'm not talking about hair care products and you know, nonsense stuff, hip hop, you know, this or that. I'm talking about technology, things that have a future. And what if one or two of these young blacks that we work with, entrepreneurs, can put a company in an empowerment zone and work with the students, the black students coming out of HBCUs, to get them thinking along those same lines. The innovation in the black community is, it exists. We let the best and brightest of us occupy prison cells as opposed to doing great things. And see, that is the myth that's the lie, the fraud, if you will, of the left. That they want to help. They're not helping. They're incarcerating some of the most brilliant blacks on the planet because of the circumstances that they put these young men and women in. They don't mean it. They're not trying to help. So, you know, there's no such thing as white capitalism. There's no such thing as white corporations. None of it. There are corporations who may have been started by somebody who's white. Who cares? Whatever corporation that Tiger Woods started, I promise you, his employees don't care that he's black. They care that he's hopefully runs it well, and they get a paycheck, and they promote whatever values. Maybe that wasn't exactly the right choice to use Tiger, but they want to promote whatever values that organization is. My organization wants to promote conservative values, working together with people. And not worrying about people's religion or their gender or their color. That's what we do. That's who I want to work with. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be back. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sharpest critics is calling it quit after 25 years in Congress. Democratic Representative Luis Gutierrez is expected to make the announcement today in Chicago. The immigration advocate is reportedly considering running for governor of Puerto Rico. This coming just weeks after Gutierrez filed new articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Welcome back, everybody. Let me tell you, something's afoot here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to reach out to us. Something is afoot. Congressmen like Gutierrez do not retire. An up-and-coming Latino, I know he's been in Congress 25 years, but that's nothing. I mean, most of these people are serving, what, in the Democrats? They're like 150, they've served like 75 years. Gutierrez is a young man. And it's funny, oh, he's going to retire, and then he wants to run for the president of Puerto Rico. Because he's Boricuan. So let me tell you something. That's a cover. He's retiring because somebody's retiring him. He wants to be the governor or president of Puerto Rico. I meant governor. What'd I say? Don't run it back. I'm just curious. I said governor? Yeah. So he wants to be the governor of Puerto Rico. That's their cover story because something's afoot. Somebody has pushed Gutierrez out. And let me tell you, this dude is a piece of work. Gutierrez is, he's a big mouth, loud mouth, pro-Latino man. He doesn't care. I'm just telling you, he hates Donald Trump. He doesn't even know why. The average leftist, though, they don't even know why. It doesn't matter what strata. I was about to say the stupid ones, but they're all stupid. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you, from the bottom to the top, from the rooter to the tooter, they hate Donald Trump. I'm talking about the low-level street person up to Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world, and they couldn't even tell you why. They couldn't make one lucid thought that you wouldn't go, but that just sounds like you're being petty, that you just don't like him because you don't like him. No, Kevin, here's policy. Okay, well, tell me which policy do you not like? His immigration, well, his immigration policy is exactly of what Feinstein said years ago when she said we had to protect the border. Same thing Clinton, both Clintons said. Same thing Barack Obama said prior to being elected. I could name 50 high-level Democrats who've all said they don't like the open borders policy of the United States. It penalizes citizens, blah, blah, blah. So what is it? Why didn't you say anything about those people? So using that logic, Jeff Bezos, you don't like Barack Obama either, right? Yeah, but Barack Obama's policies. Okay, but let me ask you this. Let's look at his policies. If you want to look at economic policies, whose economic policies are proving to be more effective? Donald Trump's or Barack Obama? Now, Mr. Bezos, you heard Barack Obama say that in order for Trump to save Carrier, he was going to need a magic wand. And then Trump saved Carrier. So if we're measuring economic progress and economic prowess, who do you put your money on? The guy who says he can't do it? He talking about saving care. Well, what are you going to do? We're going to use a magic wand? And then Trump goes out and finds a magic wand, pulls one out of his buttocks, and goes, ba-bam, and saves Carrier. In other words, if I were having this conversation with Jeff Bezos, I would back him into a corner. He would have nowhere to go. What do you think you're going to get from this, Jeff Bezos? Name me one thing. I mean, I'm a reasonable guy. So, Gutierrez is retiring. Radical dude. Radical Latino.
The dreamers are not criminals. Those who have TPS are not criminals. The millions of undocumented workers that work every day, sweat and toil at some of the most miserable jobs in the United States of America are not criminals. We are going to determine, and history is going to determine who those criminals are. And for me, the major criminal that exists in the United States of America is called Donald Trump. He lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue at the White House. And we're going to take actions today, and we're going to take actions tomorrow, and there will soon be a majority in the House of Representatives, and I'm going to make sure that I'm there to make sure of one thing, that we write those articles of impeachment and take them to trial before the Senate and eliminate him as President of the United States of America.
Well, Gutierrez, he wrote those articles of impeachment, but unfortunately, he ain't going to be there. As he said, he promised, I'll be there. Broken promises. What's going on? Why is this guy retiring? I'm going to tell you something, folks. Right now, there's more to this story. And here's why I say that. Nancy Pelosi has issued an edict from on high. I'm talking about head white woman on the plantation. And she has said to all the Congressional Black Caucus, to all the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, cease and desist on talking about impeaching Donald Trump. Now, it isn't because Pelosi loves Donald Trump. It's because Pelosi understands political expediency. She can do the calculations, and she's saying, number one, you will not impeach Donald Trump. You make us look foolish when you try. If there was some legitimate reason to do so, we'd do it. Now, what Pelosi is doing, she's tipping her hand. She's saying to you, to everybody, there's nothing to this Mueller stuff. There's nothing coming down the pipe that's going to get Donald Trump impeached. The only thing we can do right now is agree with the agenda and try to usurp it. And as these people continue to fight Donald Trump, she's not allowed to do what she wants to do, which is to undermine him. but she can't do it. And so she's mad. And I believe she's making these members of the CBC, members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus pay, and Gutierrez is one of the fallout. She's warned him. She said, you either stop this or you're not getting elected. Here's what happened. He pulled all his paperwork to run for re-election. He was going to run. Understand that. So I learned that little, because, you know, if you're not going to run, you're like, look, I'm done building up my war chest. I'll take that money. I'm going to go do something else. He's not going to, I'll make another prediction. He is not going to run for the governor of Puerto Rico. He's not. One of two things has happened. He's been chastised. They've said you're uncontrollable and you need to be gone and you're not getting any support from the DNC or otherwise. We're going to start going after you in ways that you've never believed you need to go. You know, so you're not going to get any money, no support from the Democrats. Or number two, could be a combination of both of these. We know the dirt on you. We're going to expose dirt on you, again, because we want you gone. That's what I think. See, the Democrats love guys like Gutierrez. Think about it. Tom Perez is the head of the party. He is a, this dude is an anti-Trump, pro-Hillary Clinton, pro-Democrat, pro-Latino issues, pro-open borders, pro-anything that you and I don't like, as you can possibly get, more radical than Keith Ellison on the Hispanic side than Keith Ellison is on the black Muslim side. And they love guys like him. They make them leaders, and they're dumping Gutierrez. That's what you should be focused on. Why are they dumping him? He's not quitting of his own accord. Maybe we'll do something on the dominoes falling across the board for the left, including Overman and others.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
I read this article in LA Times that said LeBron James should stay in Cleveland for the sake of the children. It really said that. It said LeBron should stay in Cleveland for the sake of the children. I was like, if children in Cleveland aren't used to men walking out on them after 7 years, then really who is really? Does that mean? I can say that because my father stuck around. So he stuck around. My dad stuck around, even though he had his doubts. Like, he had his doubts over whether or not he was my real father. But that didn't stop us from being a family. My mom just made me write a question mark on all the Father's Day cards I gave him. So for the first 10 years of my life, he got a card that said, "Happy Father's Day?" It was adorable. Who would walk out on that? Nobody.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So Denzel Washington has got a new movie coming out. It's called Roman J. Israel Esquire. And I'm dying to see it. I really am. I'm dying to see this film. I haven't been this excited about a film except my own. BleedingBlueMovie.com is where you can see the trailer for that. It's going to be coming out after the first. Well, we're going to release it around late March, early April. So check it out. We've given ourselves plenty of time to get this thing done. So anyway, he's got this film coming out, and he's a defense attorney. And he was doing an interview with the Griot for an advanced screening of the film in New York. And Denzel Washington said, "Positive change in the black community begins in the home." And he said this is a quote: "If the father is not in a home, the boy will find a father in the streets. I saw it in my generation, and every generation before me, and everyone since. If the streets raise you, then the judge becomes your mother, and prison becomes your home," he added. Now, he got pressed, on the, "Give us some more. Tell us more. Please impart some more knowledge on us, Denzel." And he says, "It starts with how you raise your children. If a young man doesn't have a father figure, he'll go find a father figure." And then he said the controversial part: "So, I can't blame the system. It's unfortunate we make such easy work for them." Now, the stat that's quoted all the time is 72% of young black children do not have a father in the home. Maybe that's not technically correct, because I think it may be being raised by a single parent. But, of course, the majority of those single parents are mothers. So they don't have one of their people in the home, whether it's the mother or the father. Now, I got asked to talk about this topic. And it was funny because I said, what's there to talk about? You know what it is? I find it interesting that America has an appetite for what I call black truth. And what it is, it's people saying, Kevin, please say something that I can't say. I feel like I can't say. Right now, Denzel Washington is being looked at as a sage because he said the obvious. Seriously? We're all glad he said it because he's a big star. But even Denzel says, when you're asking him about what he does for a living, he's like, don't get it twisted. I play other people. We make movies. I'm not curing cancer. What do you think this man is? Look, I'm not diminishing him at all. He said exactly what, being honest, I get on the radio every day. I write stuff. I'm on TV. And people ask me questions and I go, well, boom, here's the common sense answer. And I think to my, and people are, oh, wow, Kevin, he's amazing. He's so deep. He's this and that. Look, am I a bright guy? Absolutely. I'm not going to take anything away from myself in that regard. But am I saying, if I were to say, oh, my gosh, Kevin said, but, you know, the thing about the fathers, you know, that you need a father in the home. Far too many black people are not being fathers. And God forbid, or don't have fathers. And God forbid I say, it's a responsibility of black men to raise their children. Oh, look at that, Uncle Tom. That's step and fetch it. Two little white men. Okay. You know why I'm laughing? I'm laughing at how silly that sounds. That somebody would accuse me of being an Uncle Tom, a tool of the white man, not down for the race, when I say, your kids need fathers. So, you know, because black leftists take it personally. What are you trying to say, man? I'm trying to say the statistics are you didn't have your daddy. I didn't have mine. I had surrogate fathers. I had people that stepped up. My grandfather, he raised me when my father was in prison. And even when my father got out, well, that was not really true because he was in prison when I was with my stepdad, who married my mom before she died. He was willing to raise me. So he, you know, I had surrogate fathers, but I didn't have my father. And by the way, surrogate fathers are amazing men. Stepdaddies, I applaud you. You know, and I know that sometimes you can have two, three stepdaddies. But if they're good, I applaud them. But I'll tell you this, no matter whose stepchild it is, you cannot replace the father in that child's heart. Not right away. That child has a longing in their DNA for the person that they share that with. Now, you can replace it eventually because what happens is we finally get sick of him. We're like, oh, man, he's a deadbeat. I'm done with that fool. That's what happened to me. But, you know, this is crazy that you say something that's so obvious and people want to attack you for it. Hey, here's something I'd say to black leftists. Don't take it so personal. In China, the kids that go to prison are the ones that don't have daddies too. They just tend to have their dads. Therefore, they have a lot less crime. Also, they have a society that respects family. So they have a lot less crime. In Japan, the people occupying the prisons are not black people without daddies. They're Japanese kids that have the same problem. They grow up poor without a father, whatever, for whatever reason. But they have a lot fewer people in their prisons for that reason because they care about family. And I could go on. All cultures who have prisons, those prisons are filled with men who did not have a positive role model in their father. Filled with them. But black people, yeah, you all, Kevin, you over here talking about this stuff, man. A lack of a father is a good predictability of incarceration. If you have a bad father, it is a good predictability of incarceration. You have to do a lot to change negative impact of daddies in your community. I'm talking about if they're bad. Now let's look at the bigger picture. What creates this? Leftism and feminism. And it's really one and the same because leftism encompasses so many isms that you want no part of. Leftism incorporates racism. It incorporates sexism. It incorporates feminism and a lot of other things that are spinoffs of those. Bad fathers are generally on the left. They're the ones molesting their kids. They're the ones degrading their kids. They're the ones beating their kids. They beat their wives. You name it. They're the reason. Not saying that it doesn't happen on the right. I'm just telling you where I know it happens in massive amounts. They're the ones who would leave their kids. And it isn't like you can't get along with the mate. And so you get a divorce and, you know, move on. But you still stay active in your children's lives. It's not like that at all. So, you know, look, that's the problem. You look at these feminists who convinced black women they didn't need men. And as the Denzel Washington said, if the government, if the streets raise you, the judge becomes your mother and the prison becomes your home. Raise your children. They're going to look for father figures. They'll also, just so we're clear, they'll look for mother figures as well. But it's feminism. It's leftism. Leftism has corralled black people into this way of thinking. It's corralled them into a lifestyle that even they don't want. And the leftists don't want to tell you this. The average black kid that's sitting in the ghetto, getting out there, looking at his life, he's like, man, I can't wait to get out of here. I want to be gone from here. I wish I had a way out. And they look for any way to get out. But they glamorize, oh man, you don't want to be in the hood, Kev. No, I don't. I'll admit it. I want no part of it. Short break.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've also had a handwriting expert looking at the evidence that was submitted. You may remember on Monday, Ms. Nelson and Ms. Allred, in support, really the only piece of evidence they had in addition to the allegations was a yearbook where they claimed that it had been signed. And they said very specifically, look back at what they said. Everything on that page they said was written by Judge Moore. Now, Judge Moore not only has denied everything she said before, but now flatly denies that. And he says it's not true. We have a handwriting expert, pardon me, that's looking at those. But here's the problem. A handwriting expert can't look at a copy on the Internet, right? They've got to look at an original. So right now, Trent Garman, our attorney, has sent a letter or is sending a letter to Gloria Allred demanding that the yearbook be released. We'll send it to a neutral custodian. We'll keep chain of custody, and our professional expert will examine it, and we'll find out, is it genuine or is it a fraud?
All right. That does not sound like a guilty dude. I want the yearbook put out. I want it to go to a place where we can get experts to look at it. I want someone to make an independent determination of what they think. And I'm willing to let the chips fall where they may. Gloria Allred won't produce it. By the way, where is she? Hey, Gloria. Gloria, are you there? Man, these leftists are something else. They are amazing. Did you guys hear Tucker Carlson talk about his incident where some lady accused him of rape? And I will tell you, when the people that warn me about what I do on Fire, they're like, Kevin, be sure, be careful when you talk to women about this and what you write. And they're exactly right. So many things can be misconstrued. People will get my phone number. They will send me instant messages. Hey, Kevin, it's great seeing you the other day or whatever. And you're like, I don't even remember. You know, most of the time I don't remember, being honest with you. You meet too many people. And so you may respond back like somebody will say, hey, you looked really great the other day. And you go, hey, okay, thank you. And they're like, yeah, you see, he was with me and, you know, he took my compliment. And I'm telling you, you have to be thinking with a conspirator's mind. I don't want to call it get out of jail free card, but here's what I say. Number one, first of all, keep meticulous records of where I'm at. So I know, you know, from my phone records or, you know, cell tower pings that I was here, there, whatever. So, you know, there's a lot of paper trail or electronic trail that follows you around, right? Your phone has your little GPS thing on it. I was eating lunch at this place or whatever. The second thing I do is I keep friends around. I mean, even if you go to the bathroom, I'm like a chick. Hey, Ronnie, you want to run to the back restroom with me? Kev, I ain't your girl. I'm like, dude, you don't get it. I don't want any debt space. You know what I mean? Some girl going, I passed Kevin Jackson going to the restroom, and he raped me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. And Ronnie goes, no, he didn't. We went to the bathroom. But boom, didn't happen. You know, you have to live your life in a conspiracy. But here's the other thing. You also have to live your life above reproach. Now, that being said, Tucker is a stand-up dude. I know this. But here's what he said on his show.
I learned this the hard way a number of years ago when I was accused of felony rape by a woman I'd literally never even seen. She was a certified public accountant in Indiana, an upstanding member of her community, and also apparently delusional. Her claims were grotesque, but they were highly specific. The assault, she said, took place in the back room of a restaurant in Louisville on a specific day at around 10:30 p.m. She included loads of graphic and horrifying detail. It was stomach-turning, and yet none of it was true. I spent the next 2 months trying to stay out of jail. I couldn't tell my children because I knew they'd be ashamed. I couldn't tell my employer because I knew I'd be fired immediately. I spoke only to lawyers, and I paid them a fortune. I took a polygraph exam from the former head polygrapher at the FBI. I never stopped worrying that the charges would become public and destroy my life. Everyone accused of a sex offense did something wrong. Everybody knows that. And I knew that no one would believe otherwise. This isn't a defense of sexual harassment or misbehavior, obviously. It's just a reminder that real life is complicated, more complicated than sermonizing on Twitter. Sometimes the mob is wrong. Sometimes the innocent are crushed. That's always a tragedy, no matter what the charge is. Of course, crushing the innocent may also be the point of the exercise, and we're seeing that. Last week, a feminist called Emily Linden announced on Twitter that she was, quote, not at all concerned about innocent men losing their jobs in the search for perpetrators of sexual harassment. Quote, if some innocent men's reputations have to take a hit in the process of undoing the patriarchy, that is a price I am absolutely willing to pay.
And let me tell you, there are people out there, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson, there are people out there, they want to profiteer on you. They want to profiteer on a person like me. I don't even have any money. But they're content to ruin your lives. And Tucker talked about this woman who said, I don't even care. In order to bring down the patriarchal society, if you have to lie and say that some man did something to you, lie. Same philosophy, quite frankly, that blacks are using on whites. If you have to lie to get a white dude fired or a white woman fired from her job so you can get that job, you lie. Go for it. You guys saw the story about that nurse in Indiana that, yeah, if you come to the doctor, she's a pediatric nurse, but she was like, we need to kill white babies, particularly boys, in order to right the wrongs of whatever. Can you imagine? If you're a parent, I'm going to give you a warning. If you're a parent and you take your baby to the hospital, you better be Johnny on the spot. You better know what nurses are taking care of them. You better know. You better act as if you are keeping chain of custody on the medicines they're giving that baby. You better know everything. Double check it. I'm just telling you, that's how bad it's gotten. You guys think I'm kidding you when I say black folks have been trained to try to disrupt your life in the most horrendous ways possible, whether it's the DMV and slowing you down versus somebody else. If they can get away with it, they'll do it. And people get mad at me for telling the truth about it, but I'm telling you, I know this for a fact. This isn't like I'm making it up. I'm in conversations where black folks tell me that's what they do. Don't act like this is conjecture. I know what I'm talking about. That's a nurse. So, like I said, just reverse the situation and ask yourself, if a white nurse said, I'm going to kill black babies, how far do we go? They fired her. A big deal. What kind of investigation should be had over this woman? And moreover, why isn't the major media covering this story and asking the very simple question, how are we allowing this to happen in America? Do you understand the level, how far this can go, how deep this can go, lives impacted? How many babies died in that hospital? How many babies are dying all over the country because of that kind of racism? That's what they'd be looking at. They'd be talking about some white supremacy cabal to kill black babies. Which, by the way, Planned Parenthood and black folks are doing a pretty good job themselves of that. It's just amazing to me. So here's Roy Moore saying, bring the evidence. Let's have it. And then there's another story out there. Representative Rahul Grijalva quietly arranged a severance package in 2015 for one of his top staffers who threatened the lawsuit, claiming that this Arizona Democrat was frequently drunk, created a hostile work environment, and showcased that lawmakers using taxpayers' dollars to hide their bad behavior is the norm for Democrats. The Office of Compliance has been, that's the way you're supposed to handle these types of grievances. And quite frankly, I don't know why we're paying for it and we should demand that we not have to do that. But they're the one that pay these hush money payouts, usually in sexual harassment cases. Because they want to, you know, they want to look at all these. I'll tell you why they do it. They want to have black book on everybody. And then, you know, they can control D.C. So I understand why Grijalva wanted to keep it under the wraps, right? It makes sense. But still, whether he did it or the Office of Compliance, which shouldn't even exist, that should just be, if you're going to, what should happen with that is citizens have to look at the evidence, and maybe it goes before a grand jury. I don't know. I'm not going to get into the procedural parts, but I know this. We shouldn't be paying for it, and any congressman who's creating that type of environment should have the same punishment, if you will, accountability as a CEO that did it. He represents a lot of people. The Employment Council negotiated a deal that gave this particular person $48,395, 5 additional months' salary to the female aide who lost her job after 3 months, so she wouldn't pursue this. Your money, and it runs contrary to House rules that constrain severance packages, and it caught the eye of watchdogs who thankfully show us yet another one. And trust me, folks, there are others.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.